Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love. But like a fool, I went on.
17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Robert Cray bringing us back, my favorite blues man. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And when you do, if you'll find Ivan Meisner's place, his suite of information that we've created just for him on our website, you'll find all the things. If you want to know anything about, folks, if you want to know anything about networking, go find Ivan's suite on our website. And there's some rich, rich stuff there that will help you. No matter how far back it goes, I promise you, just about all of it's evergreen. And so check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Ivan, thanks again for hanging out with us, folks. Ivan is the founder and the chairman of BNI, Business Network International, BNI.com. Ivan, your recent survey that you were mentioning in the previous segment compared referral groups, online social media, women's groups, service organizations. Talk to us about what you found out with regard to online networking versus face-to-face and what we can learn from that, from those results.
Only 27% of the respondents said that online networking helped them achieve success in business.
Online networking, 27%.
Yeah, and that really surprised me because, even though I run a face-to-face network, I'm a real proponent of online networking.
Mm-hmm.
And their disappointing standing in the ranking had me sit down and really think about, why is that? And I think that the results are indicative of a comment that I think we all hear quite a bit from business owners who've begun to market their businesses with online social media. They'll say something like, I've got a profile. I've got 1,000 connections. Mm-hmm. Now what? What do I do now?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that a lot of entrepreneurs have jumped onto the social media marketing bandwagon. And they spend a lot of time and effort building their online capital through really good websites like LinkedIn and Facebook and mm-hmm. Twitter followers, but without an actual plan of how to turn their growing number of contacts into actual customers. This is one area that I think entrepreneurs struggle with.
Well, isn't there also a lot of dilution in the online networking landscape? When I say dilution, by that I mean, isn't there an awful lot of activity that goes into developing that kind of networking that doesn't actually convert to an opportunity?
I think there is. And from my perspective, the online social media is more of a brand building than a sales mm-hmm. opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And
those communities don't like call to action in your face kinds of comments, do they?
Nope, they don't. And they don't like to be inundated with it.
Right.
And a lot of stuff that's coming out is, read this, buy this, try this, mm-hmm. connect with me, like my business. Mm-hmm. And all of it's, I think, overwhelming.
Yeah, and in some ways it's a little narcissistic too, isn't it? If you think about it. It's happening. It's not going to go away. It's a great way to do a lot of different things. But I think what I'm hearing from you, Ivan, is that as important as those things are, just like service organizations are there for certain things, you have to make sure you're not deluding yourself about what the online networking is doing for you. Because it may be important, it is probably important to your, as you say, your brand building, but if you need sales this month, that's probably not the place to go, is it?
It's not, and I believe that personally, but I think the data supports that evidence
mm-hmm.
because this survey wasn't just a small survey; it was just 12,000 people, and it wasn't done just around my community; it was done all over the world. And many online organizations participated in this survey.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the results are very telling. And, it's not necessarily where the world's going to be 5 years from now, but it is where the world is right now. And online networks really scored very badly in terms of results.
Mm-hmm. But remind us the question again, though. Ask the question again.
Well, the question that we asked was, first of all, what type of organizations do you belong to? And the second question, and we cross-tabulated those questions. or has networking played a role in your success?
Mm-hmm.
And the referral networks scored 83% yes. Casual contact networks like Chambers, 52%.
Mm-hmm.
And online networks were actually fourth with 27%. And organizations like women's groups and service clubs came in just a little lower than that.
Is it possible that the, you know, if you think about it, online networking, the way we're doing it today is still pretty new, if you think about it.
Yeah, that was the point that I made in the article, is that this is new, and that I think that someday we're going to figure out how to make it work better. But the results are the results mm-hmm. as of now. And I think the best use of online networking is for knowledge networking, sharing information,
right.
ideas, and brand building, mm-hmm. building name recognition, particularly if you are an international business or a national business and you need more exposure in areas that you don't really reach to. You live and work in one
right.
community, but you're able to do business around the country or around the world. Online networks help you do that, and they certainly help you build your brand.
And I want to, before we go to the break, I want to make sure that folks, that you don't forget something that Ivan said in the beginning of this conversation. He's not saying you should do one or the other. He's saying you should do both of them. Just don't be confused about which one's doing what things. Your service membership is doing something for you. Your chamber is doing something for you. Your online networking is doing something for you. Your face-to-face referral networking is doing another thing. Make sure you're not asking the different communities to do something that they're not capable of. That's the bottom line, I think. When we come back, Ivan's going to talk to us about how to be exceptional and how to not be exceptional. Tintil, I'm Jim Blassingame. Ivan Meisner is our guest. BNI.com is his website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.